you can get to the point in a small business where too much diversification causes confusion rather than actually helps you grow. Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. Over the last 8 years, Boss Project has offered hundreds of templates, offers, products, programs, courses, memberships, honestly, so many things. And in that same time frame, it's been everything from agency services that we sold for tens of thousands of dollars to live events with headline sponsors to $29 courses. But today, I'm announcing something pretty massive because I'm majorly simplifying over here, and I'm really excited about what it means for the future of this company and specifically what it means for you as a listener of this show. I want to start by just saying I have been working on a project with my team all year long, and very heavily over the last 4 or 5 months. And we are just a week or so away, potentially. I don't want to like give a specific date just yet because I'm still not 100%, but like I would say less than 10 days out from something we've been working on for months and months and months and months. And I am just so excited about what that means for you. We have been rebuilding creativetemplateshop.com, which means we're going to have not only an incredible new experience for anyone visiting that site, but also an entirely new experience for our co-op members. And I'll be sharing a little bit more about what that looks like in today's episode. But I wanted to call out and make sure that if you're not following me, I really want to give you the behind the scenes look as to what it looks like to run this company and all the other things I'm up to. You can head over to Boss Project on Instagram. Be sure you're following me there. And then my personal profile at Abigail Says is linked in the bio. Make sure you pop over there, say hello, and just pay attention because I have a lot that I'm kind of sharing. And, you know, not that I'm Taylor Swift with the Easter eggs by any means, but I've definitely been hinting about the things that are coming for a while now, and I'd be really curious if you've been able to pick up on it. If you're new around here or you haven't yet subscribed to the podcast, I'd love if you'd take 2 seconds in whatever podcast platform you're listening on and hit the plus follow button or subscribe button and make sure that you are subscribed to the show. Because when you do that, podcast episodes are automatically downloaded to your device to make it really easy for you to listen from wherever you listen to podcasts. Now, I wanted to share a story from this week. I had the opportunity to speak live in person in front of a room full of people. And I forgot how much I loved it. You know, I've spoken on many stages over the years, but a lot of that slowed down when COVID started. And I really haven't put myself back out there in that way. And I definitely haven't traveled for work in a while, other than things I've wanted to attend. You know, I've been kind of behind the scenes and behind the screen, behind the mic, but not necessarily out in the world getting to know you. I was walking through the vendor booths at the event I was at, and it was just so sweet to have a longtime follower and listener of the show be like, I know who you are, and this is so exciting, and I'm so glad you're here. Those moments mean a lot to me. I never know how to handle them. I definitely remember the time I was probably the most taken aback was I was in Utah, so I was in a state far away from home, and a tent full of what was easily 20,000 people. And someone stopped me and came over and asked to take a picture with me. And I was just like, I am just a girl from a small town in Kansas. Like, this is weird. But y'all are just the sweetest. So never hesitate to come say hi, say hello, introduce yourself. Tell me about you and your business. I always want to know. And as much as I love doing this show and doing workshops and doing webinars and teaching in front of a screen, because it definitely helps lower my anxiety. I am a very anxious person by nature. It was so cool to be in front of people and have them laugh at my jokes. Like, I hope that you think I'm funny. Occasionally, like, I'm not a comedian by any means, but I try to drop in things every now and again that'll make you smile or make you excited or inspired. And it was just really nice to have that like immediate feedback as to what I was putting out in the world, and really charged me up to keep going and keep delivering. And it was such a fun conversation. We were talking about what it looks like to really expand beyond your local market and market yourself online and how to get in front of more people. And we talked a lot about visibility and definitely things I've shared on this show, but I'm sure I will be talking more about that subject specifically, because from a little poll on Instagram, I can tell that you guys want to chat more about it. So definitely look forward to that coming soon, both in what I would do differently if I were marketing just locally versus if I was trying to expand, how I would change things. So I'm excited about doing an episode on that in the next few weeks. So keep an eye out for that. Now, I have been hesitating to do this episode for a while because I just wasn't 100% sure that this would be the direction that I would go. But the more I thought about it, I knew that I was never going to be 100% on the direction I would go, because I truly have given myself the permission to believe what I'm about to say. And I hope that I can give this to you as a gift, because it's really given me so much peace of mind. You know, I used to get really caught up on delivering a plan by the plan, doing the launch by the book that I put out into the world for my team, putting every post out there that I'd planned, every email, every whatever, and being super married to the direction that I was going. And I've just found that that is not as helpful as it sounds like it should be. Like, I love being committed to something. I love being committed to a direction. I love being, you know, working towards a goal. But I think so often we get caught up in the how we're going to get there. And we think if we come up with a plan, that that plan is always the best plan. And things are just constantly changing and evolving. And I would much rather react in real time to what's going on and make little pivots along the way to make sure that I'm doing what's not only best for me, but best for my business, best for my clients, best for the environment we're all living in, all of those things. And so I'm finally ready to share because I know I'm never going to be 100%. And I really think it's important that we head in a direction without worrying so much about how we're going to get there. I think you can have a vision for what you want and what you want your life to look like and what you want your business to look like. And as long as you have that kind of at the forefront and you commit yourself to taking small steps in that direction, I do think you'll ultimately get there. I've watched this happen again and again and again in both my life and my business. Everything I've ever wanted, everything I've ever wanted to accomplish didn't just happen because I decided I wanted it to happen and then I strictly followed a plan. In fact, I would say the times I strictly followed a plan, I usually ended up frustrated. Like, honestly, college is a great example of that. I went into university with a decision on my major, and I couldn't really afford to change my mind. I couldn't afford to change direction. And I remember halfway through, I really wanted to change my major to ceramics. And I'm not saying that's the direction I should have gone, but I do believe that I should have given myself more freedom to explore, more freedom to do other things. And I imagine if I had really taken pause, that I probably would have switched out of the art school and into the business school and pursued something that was more in the marketing and advertising space. But I don't know. I'll never know the outcome of that because I dedicated myself to a direction with the goal of getting a fine art degree, with the goal of getting an emphasis in graphic design. And I did all of the steps to get there in the quickest format possible. I graduated in 3 years by doing 21 hours a semester and taking classes every single summer, both before I went to college and while I was going through my program. And I wish I had taken more time in school. You know, not that I necessarily think college is required, because I've learned so much more from my personal and professional experiences than I really feel like I did in school, but school gave me the opportunity to be collaborative. It gave me the opportunity to work with other people when I much preferred working by myself. It opened me up to feedback and critique, even when I didn't want any, and really allowed me to see that that feedback and that critique can make me better, can push me to do more things. But since then, a lot of the decisions I've made have been a lot more loose. Like, I know I want a big, beautiful home with vaulted ceilings, and I want it to look a certain way and feel a certain way. And I had no idea how I would get here or what that would look like. And I could have never imagined I would have pulled the trigger on it because Jared's grandmother moved in with us after a freak accident and she blew out her eardrum, and then we decided she was never going to move home. Like, I couldn't have possibly predicted that I'd end up in my dream home because someone I love is sick. Like, you just are never really going to know what's going to take you to the next phase, to the next thing. And so I'm just giving myself so much more space to not know and instead be really clear on my why and where I'm heading. Not that it's even a very specific destination, because I know I'm never going to get there. You know, the needle keeps moving. This is more about a direction, okay? And I think when you give yourself direction, you have more purpose and something you can really hold on to and feel good about. But then when these obstacles and challenges come up, you can really face them with the lens of, does this mean I'm just slowing down on that direction? Does it mean I have to like go around an obstacle or take a different path for a short time? Or do I need to revisit the direction altogether? Does this direction even still make sense for my life? Ultimately, I'm a creative, and at heart, I want to do things that light me up, make me feel good, and do make lasting, impactful changes on my clients. But because I'm creative, I've also pursued a lot of different things in a lot of different ways over a long time period. And I have sold way more offers than I think the average person in my industry has. I definitely could think of some top educators, and they've had the same 3 or 5 programs for the last 5 years. And that's never really been me. But I wondered what it would look like to give myself both the freedom to be creative, but the clarity of this is what I do and this is how you can work with me. This sort of came up for me as a result of really considering, am I making it easy for someone to say yes to buying from me? Am I making it easy for someone to know what the next step is? Am I making it easy for someone to know how I can help them or solve a problem? And if I'm going to have a million things out there, I think it's hard for people to know what they need or where they should go or what that even looks like. And I know y'all are tired. Y'all have so many options. There's so much out there that you could do, that you could learn, that you could pursue, that you could implement. And I don't necessarily think there's one right way. And so I was like, if this is the case, if I don't think there's one right way, and I also want to be creative, but I want to give people clarity, like, what is the magic sauce that allows me to have all those things be true simultaneously? Honestly, the answer was sitting under my nose the whole time. And you may have already seen this start to move in this direction without really knowing the big picture of what I'm really thinking and what this really looks like for Boss Project. But over time, I have been developing the Creative Template Shop. CreativeTemplateShop.com launched in 2020 and provided at the time design templates that would simplify online businesses and allow them to more easily and more efficiently create social media graphics, any graphics they need throughout their business, things that would help them present their offer to potential clients, improve their sales process, improve their client experience. Like anything that you could visually see in an online business, we were touching in some sort of template format. And at the root of it all, Boss Project started as a design company. Whether you realize that or not, like that is my background. That is my emphasis. And when I think about things strategically, I often think about how they look and how they work as like one and the same. Because to me, those things are incredibly interconnected. And a good designer is thinking about strategy every step and every stage. And there's a plenty of designers out there that'll just make your stuff look good. But I want to make sure the things that you're putting out into the world are effective, are working, are giving you results. But the problem was Creative Template Shop was 50% of my business. And then we launched the incubator and, you know, things sort of started shifting and changing gears. And the percentage that took up in my business got smaller, mostly because it wasn't getting the same attention that other parts of the business were. And while I value diversification for, you know, what it can offer, I do think you can get to the point in a small business where too much diversification causes confusion rather than actually helps you grow. Want to learn exactly step by step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that helped me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. And so I was really thinking through what would it look like to marry all of the strategy pieces to all the design aspects that I think are so critical and so important and make such a huge impact for small businesses. And just a couple of months ago, I ditched an entire launch plan. And in the series of just a few days, switched gears, put together a new workshop, and announced my Untitled workshop. And I did it live, and y'all were going nuts for it. Like, y'all have been just as excited as I am and have really heard what I was saying and got behind it. And that just really confirmed the direction that I wanted to go. So, what does that like actually mean? Where am I actually going with this? It means that publicly, when I am talking about my business and my offers and what I do, I will be leading with the co-op. And specifically, share it and in the context of Creative Template Shop so that you can see the plethora of things that are inside, but really target people in towards the membership. Where it includes everything. It includes unlimited downloads of every template I've ever offered. It includes Course Academy that has so many courses that are going to help you with your mindset and your strategy and your sales and your leads. And I have so many more planned. Oh my goodness. It includes community. It includes access to my team. Like, it is so all-encompassing, and I'm so passionate about what I know it will continue to do for this online community. And I feel really good about leading with it because I know that the more clear I am that this is how you work with me, the more effective I know I'm going to be at giving you a clear direction as what it looks like to do next. Because there's a million things inside of this program, and I'm not expecting you guys to know exactly what you should be implementing. I instead want to get to know you. My team wants to get to know you. I want you to be able to ask strategic questions and us align you with the resources that already exist. I have ideas about how to create these guides that, you know, based on where you're at, what you should focus on next. And I know that every business is a little bit different. So my goal is not that you use absolutely everything that's inside the co-op, but instead pick and choose what's going to be the most effective for you in this season. And when something new pops up, that you have access to those resources in an ongoing basis. While I still plan to offer other things, I primarily will only be marketing that to people that are already in the Creative Template Shop, that are already a co-op member. Because I really think I want to prove to you that I know what I'm talking about and that what I'm going to do is going to be effective for you. And if you're like, I want to take it further, fantastic. Then we can talk about what that looks like based on where you're at in your business and the kinds of individual needs you have. But I also want to put the majority of my time and energy into the co-op. And so because of that, I am taking significantly less one-on-one clients while I'm still planning to build comprehensive and custom website design and development and, you know, even sales strategy and one-on-one coaching. The amount of those projects that I do going into next year will be significantly less. And I feel so good about that. It feels like such an intentional choice to really narrow in on how I want to be showing up for you and how I can make the biggest impact. Now, it's not to say that if you have interest there that you shouldn't reach out. I am being very selective as to what this looks like, but if you're interested in working with me or my team, definitely drop us an email or head over to bossproject.com and kind of check out what's there. But you will be seeing in the next few months, an entirely new bossproject.com. Like, I do plan on changing the major pages on the site, and we're just tackling things one thing at a time. The Creative Template Shop site has taken months and months to rebuild because we've touched absolutely every single template behind the scenes. My team put together a list of everything that would have to be done. And just to transfer the templates alone, like, it was over 2,000 tasks inside the business. And this is not necessarily breaking it down into like micro tasks. These were like pretty big tasks to move and migrate the templates. So this has been a massive undertaking on our part, but I know it's going to be worth it. I know it's going to make huge changes. And I'm just so excited about putting my time and attention there. The part that's been frustrating, though, is I felt like the only way to really show you what I mean and what I'm excited about and what this looks like is to send you to one of my workshops. And, you know, by all means, like, go and watch them because they're incredibly valuable. If you go to bossproject.com/wealth, it's definitely my favorite workshop to date. It is the Untitled Workshop, but I decided to give it a URL that made a little more sense to me. So bossproject.com/wealth for sure is going to give you the most information today. However, I have always believed in the power of transparency. And for a lot of years, I've seen so many other businesses, you know, put this huge emphasis on funnels and that you have to watch this thing in order to get to this thing. And, you know, will those things exist to make the business more efficient and functional in some ways? Sure. But also, like, if you want to just know what's going on, I want to have a really clear way for you to know what that looks like, which is why this entirely new rebuilt site is going to provide so much more transparency as to what the co-op 2.0 looks like. The new site is going to share more about what membership actually looks like, everything that it actually includes. You're going to be able to see the templates better. You're going to be able to search them better. You're going to be able to see more of the courses that are included. Like, it's going to be a lot easier for y'all to navigate. And I'm just so excited about what that means, because I can send you to one place and really showcase the value that I want to give to this community. Because to me, the simplicity is not because of something I feel like Boss Project needs. I mean, is it fulfilling some of those things? For sure. But it's because I am so focused on my mission. And, you know, I've talked about it 1,000 times, and I think sometimes you don't believe me. Like, I truly, legitimately want to see you wealthy. I legitimately want to see you financially free and have this freedom of choice and have this ability to live the lifestyle that you want. And I know that's only possible when you have access to tools, resources, connections, strategy. And I wanted a simple place for that all to live, for that all to coexist. Now, if you were like, but wait, I have been interested in the incubator. Like, what is happening to the incubator? Where is it going? What are you doing with it? Well, friends, I do have plans. I know what I'm doing here. And I am excited to share what, you know, will be coming in 2024. We're not there yet. So as of right now, the incubator is on waitlist. So you can go to the site and you can provide your information and share that you're interested. However, we are not currently enrolling for that program. And the plan that I'm excited about is that in 2024, I haven't picked a date yet, we will be rolling the incubator into the co-op. Specifically, it will have its own tier. So right now we have like our regular plans and then we have commercial plans. We will have an upgraded tier that includes the incubator core curriculum and coaching. And it's going to be so much easier to understand. And I'm just really excited about creating an environment that has more clarity, an environment that allows more transparency. And like, I don't necessarily think y'all need to apply to be able to decipher if it's right for you. And so, you know, I'm dropping the application and I just look forward to helping you make those decisions. And when you have questions about it, you'll be able to come to our team and ask. But it will ultimately all be one, the ultimate kind of offer, the ultimate package. And I'm just really excited about what that means, because the goal here is not to stop me from creating. In fact, I really want to give myself the ability to create more than ever before. I think in a lot of ways, I've limited myself and said, you know, you can't explore that because it just adds complication. No, like if I have something to share that I know is going to make an impact, I want to make the thing and then I want to include it for the people that are already supporting me, that are already here. And so it's just going to be added to the co-op over time. So we have a ton of exciting mini courses and workshops planned and a bunch of new things I plan to pursue in 2024, but they're all going to live inside the co-op. So regardless of how you would like to work with us in the future, like where you start is here. This is where I want you to go. This is where I want you to be. This is how I want you to support the show. This is how I want you to support this mission. I want you to be a part of the co-op. I want you to be a member who is sharing your unique talents with the community, a member who is sharing your challenges and getting insight from other members and also our team on what to do next. I want to create an environment where you feel safe and where you feel like you can be completely yourself. And I just think having all of this division around pick this if this is your goal or pick that if this is your goal, I mean, it's got its place. That's just not how I want to do business in this season. Now, in terms of what this means for you, I'm not suggesting that you need to scrap all of your offers, make one mega membership, and roll everything into one. I don't necessarily think that makes sense for a lot of people. It makes sense for me in this season. It makes sense for the business that I've built. It makes sense for the community that has supported me for years. And it makes sense for the new people that are coming on board who are hearing about us for the first time. And I'm just really excited about it. We also will definitely still be doing things that might surprise you along the way. It's not to say I won't ever create something that exists outside of the program. I can't promise that. I genuinely don't know. As of right now, everything I have planned is in some way integrated. I plan to continue to tweak and evolve and change and update and enhance the experience to make it better, easier to navigate, easier to understand, easier to find what you're looking for. And I know it's totally okay to be a work in progress because what I have built has taken me years to get here. There's thousands of templates. There's hundreds of hours of strategy. There's so many contributors to what this has looked like. It's taken me years to get here, and I don't want to discount all that's gone into it already because it's taken every minute that we got to get to this point. And I'm very proud of the work our team has done, and I'm so excited about what the future holds for it. So you might as well just like get in now so that you can be the first to see all the brand new changes when they start rolling out in the next week to 10 days. I want you to be a part of the beginning of something great that's technically 8 years in the making. You can go to creativetemplateshop.com/join and get in. But if you want to see a little bit more about my vision and what the future looks like for the co-op, you can go to bossproject.com/wealth and hear more about what my plan is for the future in a much more expanded way, with some really incredible take-home strategies for how you can really grow your business and create reoccurring revenue for the rest of your life. And I am not exaggerating when I say that. And no, I'm not trying to sell you on some crazy membership idea that will generate MRR. That's not what this is about. You definitely should watch the training to see more about what I mean by that. But this is just the beginning. And I really can't wait for next week so that you can see so much of what we've been up to. And I did want to share something. You know, I haven't announced this anywhere yet because I wasn't sure when it would happen. But the co-op has been the same price since 2020. So we're 4 years in. And we've not had a single price increase yet. The price is going up. December 15th, the price is going up to $97 a month for our base plan. But I want you to lock in founder pricing right now. And if you want to do that, you can go to bossproject.com/wealth. Like I said, the info will be there on how to lock in founder pricing and get in now and be with me now and commit to a year. You know, a year on our base plan is just $497. I have seen people 100x that. And I'm not exaggerating. I've seen people come into the co-op and completely replace their corporate salary and generate $50,000 in 12 months. I've had clients go from 10K to 30K months. So I have no doubt that the investment is such a small portion of what this looks like. I can't wait. I'm excited for the future and I can't wait for you to be a part of it. So bossproject.com/wealth. And then next week, all the details will be coming to you at creativetemplateshop.com/join. Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our Creative Template Shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.